Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. This is a mess. We have some breaking news regarding two U.S. destroyers being turned back from the Strait of Hormuz after Donald Trump almost got them completely destroyed and almost got everybody on board of these U.S. Navy destroyers killed. In Donald Trump's hubristic ceasefire that he thinks he's achieved, he sent two U.S. Navy destroyers to go through the Strait of Hormuz and try to test the waters, quite literally test the waters of the Strait of Hormuz to see if there were mines or if the IRGC was feeling nice today, I guess. Well, almost immediately, Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps sent a drone to go threaten these ships, and the risk of even one ship getting blown up in the Strait of Hormuz is absurd. If an oil tanker gets blown up or if a U.S. destroyer gets blown up in the Strait, that escalates tensions in the region so much so that we might as well be back on day one of the war and starting from fresh. Now, this all comes at a time when J.D. Vance is currently in Islamabad, Pakistan. The Iranians requested J.D. Vance to negotiate with in particular because they view Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner as having betrayed them. And Kushner and Witkoff did kind of lead them on, lie to them, say they were about to get a deal, and then Donald Trump struck them relentlessly. So they wanted J.D. Vance there to lead the negotiations, and they know that J.D. Vance is anti-war. The stakes are very high for J.D. Vance's political future. I mean, his 2028 campaign could very well come down to how this goes today. Donald Trump has simultaneously been Adolf Hitler in the sense that he threatened genocide against the Iranians, and also been Neville Chamberlain in the sense that he gave a way too generous deal that gave them regional control and essentially appeased them, just like Neville Chamberlain did. So J.D. Vance is walking this tightrope, and we'll see how this all plays out. All that I ask from you guys is to drop a like, make sure you subscribe, take a moment and support independent media. We live on YouTube, on Substack, pushing breaking news every day for you all. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who has allowed us to build this new thriving ecosystem and punch back against MAGA. This is how we win. So thank you. So Midas Touch reports not long ago, two U.S. Navy destroyers were forced to turn back while attempting to transit the Strait of Hormuz after Iran's Revolutionary Guard threatened them and launched a drone towards the ships. Per Bloomberg, citing a regional intelligence official, this directly contradicts CENTCOM's story and reports pushed by some American media outlets citing U.S. officials. So essentially, the Trump administration for the past 12 hours has been pushing this fake story that multiple U.S. tankers and destroyers and oil vessels have made it through the strait safely. Well, due to this false reporting, two U.S. Navy destroyers actually tried to go through, and they were immediately, quickly turned back by a drone. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps did not give a warning vocally. They sent drones to almost destroy these ships and kill our service members. So due to Donald Trump's lies, due to his hubris, due to the fake news that he's pushing about the Strait of Hormuz almost being open any minute now, he almost got Navy destroyers killed. I mean, let's go through the post that Donald Trump has made over the past few hours. He's been bragging all morning that the Strait of Hormuz is almost open, that the U.S. is winning this war. I'm pretty sure he's claimed that we've completely destroyed all of the military capacity of Iran, which makes no sense because there's still missiles being pointed at Israel, still missiles being fired by Israel into Lebanon, still Iranian missiles being launched. We still have drones being launched. The war is not done, and Iran is not decapacitated in any way. He said 4 hours ago, the fake news media is crazy or just plain corrupt. The United States has completely destroyed Iran's military, including their entire Navy and Air Force and everything else. Their leadership is dead. The Strait of Hormuz will soon be open, and the empty ships are rushing to the United States to load up. But if you listen to the fake news, we're losing. Listen, I've been saying on my channel that we are losing this war, and it's a bit more nuanced than that once you dive into it. Militarily, we have the advantage over Iran. Nobody is going to deny that. But Iran has found a way to wage asymmetric warfare. And when you look at what we've gotten out of this war, it's more of a loss than a win. So 86-year-old Khamenei was killed and his 30-year younger son is in place. We destroyed their 60-year-old navy, but they still have control over the Strait of Hormuz, regional grip, and are making so much damn money that they can rebuild whatever we destroyed. Yeah, it's not a victory at all. They still have the enriched uranium. They can still make the nukes that Donald Trump is scared of. We haven't gotten anything. He then sends an even longer post. At about 7 a.m., he says, the fake news media has lost total credibility. Not that they had any to begin with. He then goes on a long rant about how we've taken out their missile and drone factories. He says, their missile and drone factories have been largely obliterated, along with missiles and drones themselves. Most importantly, their leaders are no longer with us. Praise be to Allah. So he did that again. But the reality is, right now, the Strait of Hormuz is closed because drones and mines and suicide vessels are there ready to strike. Maybe this is the reason why J.D. Vance himself, who's in Islamabad negotiating, had his team leak an article a few weeks back. And this article detailed how J.D. Vance was the only person to push back against this war during the Situation Room meetings. Now, the real reporting that we've gotten from multiple people is that J.D. Vance said, if you're going to do it fast. Do it swiftly, do it decisively, and get it over with. But he said overall, he doesn't want it to happen whatsoever. Now, Donald Trump is essentially throwing J.D. Vance under the bus by saying, we're not going to let you distance yourself from this war. We're not going to give it to Marco Rubio. No, we're going to send you into the heart of the lion so you can negotiate with Iran and very likely come out not on top. The Kobasi letter says, breaking, initial details are emerging as the U.S. and Iran conduct their first meeting since 1979. Here are the details that we got just less than an hour ago. Details include, one, the Strait of Hormuz remains a point of serious disagreement. In fact, the meeting reached a standstill and was essentially halted after the Strait of Hormuz became a serious disagreement and after these drones began to attack U.S. ships. To continue, number two, U.S. military says two warships have transited the Strait of Hormuz today, but it seems like the U.S. military was lying because they are now being attacked by drones. Number two, U.S. military says two U.S. warships have transited the Strait of Hormuz today, but it seems like the military is lying because we now see drone attacks against the very same vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Number three, mood swings are being seen on both sides in these talks, per Pakistani mediators. Number four, the U.S. will be assisting Iran in removing mines from the Strait of Hormuz. Talks are expected to continue tonight and may extend into tomorrow. We'll have more details in the coming hours. It seems like Netanyahu has no plans to tone down this war. In fact, he's giving a speech right now, and he's talking about how the campaign against Iran is not over. He's detailing how the campaign against Iran is not over. They still have much more to do. And he's essentially talking about how Israel will continue to escalate this war, even as the United States tries to tone it down. Quite the allies we have there. One more Donald Trump Truth Social post that he sent early in the morning. 8 hours ago, he said, massive numbers of completely empty oil tankers, some of the largest in the world, are heading right now to the United States to load up with their best and sweetest oil anywhere in the world. We have more oil than the next two largest oil companies and economies combined. We're waiting for you. Quick turnaround. The reality is oil prices are national. They are globalized. The entire globe is affected by oil prices when they shift. So the United States does not have a monopoly on oil. We are affected by the Strait of Hormuz. That is why Donald Trump is so desperate to find an off-ramp. And again, J.D. Vance is largely failing thus far. This war is largely a failure thus far, and the Strait of Hormuz is actively being closed while this is happening, therefore directly contradicting CENTCOM's claims that ships can go through. Trump's hubris and lies gave ships this false idea they could go through the strait and it was open, almost getting them killed. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, help us get to 2 million subscribers by double-checking if you're subscribed below. I love you all, and peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.